Well, despite Senator Birmingham's optimism, it has been a messy few days for the federal government, with the Prime Minister's comments about Aboriginal lifestyle choices in remote Australia and the bungled announcement of financial support for the car industry in South Australia. And then there's the dispute over, or disagreement or confusion over, superannuation. Malcolm Turnbull adding his name to the long list of critics of Joe Hockey's suggestion that people might be able to get at some point in the future early access to their super to help pay for home deposits.
My own view is that would be a thoroughly bad idea. That's not what the superannuation system is designed to achieve. Housing affordability is a big issue in Australia, but as we've demonstrated over many studies over many years, this is a supply-side problem.
That's Malcolm Turnbull speaking yesterday. He was also critical of the sales job the government did on the first budget. He said he was part of that problem. Paul Bongiorno's in our Parliament House studios. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
So, Joe Hockey's super idea is a thoroughly bad idea, according to Malcolm Turnbull. And Malcolm Turnbull also said that government's fundamental problem was it did not persuade people that the budget measures were needed to fix the budget. How's the Treasurer, do you think, going to take all this free and frank advice from Malcolm Turnbull?
That's a very good question, Fran. I suspect he won't be thrilled to the back teeth. And, of course, there's a bit of feeling between these two, as you know, going all the way back to the last big leadership showdown when Malcolm Turnbull decided to run against Joe Hockey. But interestingly, there's a bit of insurance going on here too, Fran. The opposition quickly jumped in and said it's not the sales pitch that was wrong, it was the product that was wrong. So clearly the Labor Party is keeping a very clear or close eye on what's happening within the government. And you'd have to be maybe politically blind, deaf and dumb, as we used to say when we were politically incorrect, not to see yesterday from Malcolm Turnbull as somewhat of putting his hand up saying, look how I can do it. He also said in a radio interview he gave before that speech that everyone in the party takes a lot of notice of the opinion polls. We're doing badly in the polls and we have to lift our game. Now, that of course, is exercising the minds of, the backbench and probably most of the frontbench.
And all those who said just after that spill motion that Tony Abbott will sort of be existing poll to poll at the moment. Yeah. In that, Malcolm Turnbull gave a major speech yesterday in which most of these comments came. But he also had that radio interview where he talked about the polls, and he was also asked in that radio interview about his leadership ambitions, inevitably, of course. Let's have a listen.
What you want me to say, I have decided that under no circumstances would I ever be a candidate for the leadership of the party. Is that what you want me to say?
Yeah, sure, if that's what you want to say, I'm not...
No, but it's not true. I mean, the fact of the matter is, any single member, Scott Morrison made this point the other day, any member of the party room has the potential to lead the party and in the right circumstances would or could be a candidate for the leadership.
Fair enough, Paul. It's stating the bleeding obvious in a way, but of course these sorts of questions are always going to be unhelpful in this kind of climate for the Liberals, isn't that right.
But Fran, don't forget there's another context to what happened yesterday, and that was the news poll on Tuesday, which showed that whatever the Ipsos poll said the previous week, which is looking now like an outlier poll when you compare it to news poll and Morgan, but the news poll this week was 55-45. In other words, the government is 10 points behind. So that gives, if you like, added edge to this whole discussion. It explains why we're still talking about it and explains why everybody is watching every move and every word of Malcolm Turnbull. He also was asked yesterday why he, quite bluntly actually, the ABC colleagues up there in Brisbane were doing a pretty good job yesterday, I've got to say, Fred, why he wasn't Prime Minister. And he said, quite factually, that's because he didn't have the numbers in the party room. Tony Abbott did. The question is, for how long? And I think that's exercising everybody.
All right. And Paul, in the short time we have before the news, the Prime Minister has been roundly criticised for those with that choice of words about the lifestyle choice of Aboriginal people who choose to live in remote communities. His Indigenous Affairs Minister, Nigel Scullion, says it was a mistake. We've all made them in the past. We can't continue to make them, though, was a mistake. Is that a fair enough description of what happened?
Well, that's the kindest description of it. I do know that some in the Liberal Party, again, are seeing this through the prism of leadership. They point out that Tony Abbott was absolutely gobsmacked when some of his colleagues on the right of the party, especially from Western Australia, Dennis Jensen and Don Randall, led the charge last time. It was pointed out to me that neither of them would have had any quibble with what the Prime Minister said on Aboriginal affairs yesterday and Aborigines living on remote in remote locations. Look, it does seem to show, and the strength of the comeback, especially from Noel Pearson and Warren Mundine, as you say, allies, really, of the Prime Minister in Aboriginal Affairs, the strength of their condemnation shows that they're beginning to wonder whether Tony Abbott really does get it, or whether he's a noblesse oblige 19th century, you know, paternalist, rather than someone who does actually understand what Aborigines are really about.
All right, Paul. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Fran. Bye.
Paul Bongiorno is contributing editor for the 10 Network.